It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Yes, it is time for sports here on a Saturday, and the 1A Boys Sectional Championship game was an interesting matchup between St. Anthony and Tuscola, as heard last night on Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and 97.9XFM.com. Would the Bulldogs have an answer for the size of Tuscola inside along with their lightning-quick point guard? Would Tuscola be able to keep the returning All-State forwards of St. Anthony in check? Well, it was turned out to be a really good game, and in the final, St. Anthony came out victorious 56-40 over Tuscola. And with the win, St. Anthony improved to 31-4 on the season. The win total is the most for any boys basketball team in St. Anthony school history, surpassing the mark of 30 wins posted in the 2016-2017 state championship team. The Bulldogs also claimed their seventh sectional championship, the second under Coach Rinker. Tuscola's season came to a close with a record of 29-7. St. Anthony will play Mounds Meridian at the 1A Super Sectional Monday night at Eastern Illinois University's Lance Arena. The game will tip off at 7 p.m. and can be heard on Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and 97.9XFM.com. And our other game last night on KJ Country 102.3, it was the Topless winning again. Another late heroic bucket, another overtime, another sectional championship for the Topless. Alex Kramer got to the rim for a layup with mere seconds remaining in regulation in the Class 2A Tolono Uni Sectional Championship, tying the score at 29, forcing overtime against Warrensburg Latham just 3 days after Gavin Addis made a similar clutch shot at the buzzer to get the wooden shoes to overtime in the semifinal triumph over Monticello. And then just like the semifinals, T-Town managed to get the job done in overtime as it dispatched Warrensburg Latham 37-35 and advanced to Monday's SIU Carbondale Super Sectional for the fourth straight year and the fifth time in the seven-year coach Chet Reeder's tenure at Teutopolis. Of course, it was a measure of revenge for Teutopolis after losing a home game with Warrensburg back on January 18th, 47-40. The Shoes will face number one seed Belleville Altoff at the SIUC Super Sectional. The Crusaders were 56-44 winners over Breeze Central and claimed the Carterville Sectional. Tip-off on Monday is slated for 6:30, and again, we'll have that game for you on Classic Hits 97.9 XFM, or on KJ Country 102.3, I should say. Other basketball scores from around the area. Again, St. Anthony taking on Mounds Meridian. They beat Gorville 69-63. From the Class 3A Marion Sectional, it was Troy Triad over Centralia. Boy, it was a defensive battle, 28-26. Girls basketball from the Class 1A State Tournament at CEFQ Arena. Cisna Park beat St. Edward 50-44 in the Class 2A State Tournament. By the way, this is in third-place games. These are all third-place games. From the Class 2A State Tournament, Mount Carmel over Chicago Phillips 50-38. In the Class 3A State Tournament, it was Washington over Quincy Notre Dame 50-41. And the Class 4A State Tournament, it was Kenwood over Alton Senior 61-55. And Palatine beat Wilmette 80-74. And again, that's all from the Girls State Tournament. Other scores on the national scene, it was in NHL action, it was Chicago over Utah 4-3. And also the Blues beat Anaheim by that same score, 4-3. Baseball from yesterday, the Cubs and White Sox game was canceled. It was Houston and St. Louis playing, and St. Louis beat Houston 6-4 yesterday. Here's what's on the sports calendar for today. More action from the girls' state basketball tournament. Class 4A state tournament, we'll see. Third place game in that one. They played the third place game for the other ones yesterday, but the third place game for the 4A is today. We'll have the state Class 1A state tournament championship game. Carrollton over Pekatanika or something like that. I don't know that. Pekatanika, I think is how you pronounce that. But anyway, they'll play at 1 o'clock today. Championship game of the 2A takes Peoria Notre Dame versus Nashville at 3. The Class 3A championship game, St. Ignatius over Montini, or playing Montini at 6 p.m., and then Then again in the Class 4A state tournament, they'll have the championship game later tonight. They'll decide that later tonight. So on the schedule for today, boys, track, St. Anthony, Effingham, Altamont, Brownstown, St. Elmo, Cowden, Herrick, Beecher City, Neoga, Newton, Totopolis at the Charleston Indoor Invitational Meet at EIU at 9 a.m. Junior High Volleyball, Class 8-1A Mulberry Grove Regional, sees Effingham Sacred Heart taking on Grayville at 10 a.m. this morning. West Salem versus Pocahontas at 11 a.m. And then in match three, it's Mulberry Grove taking on Newton St. Thomas at noon. Class 8-1A Martinsville Regional, it's Findlay Ocala Valley versus Stewarts and Strasburg at 9 a.m. this morning. Mattoon St. John's taking on Oakland Lakecrest at 10:30 and Martinsville Windsor at noon. Class 8-2A Hudsonville Regional sees Casey Westfield taking on St. Anthony at 9, Obelong versus Hudsonville at 10, and Albion versus Dietrich at 11. The Class 8-2A Nokomis Regional, Assumption Central A&M versus Cowden Herrick Beecher City at 9, Nokomis versus Altamont at 10. The Class 8-3A Totopolis Regional sees Totopolis taking on Robinson Nuttall at 10, Shelbyville Moulton versus Cumberland at 11, and Lawrenceville Parkview Red Hill Bridgeport playing at noon. The Class 8-4 Charleston Regional sees Rochester taking on Mattoon at 9 a.m., Charleston taking on Stephen Decatur at 10:15, and Effingham takes on Mount Zion at 11:30 today. In the pros, we'll see in NHL action, it is Chicago at Nashville at 7 tonight, and St. Louis at the L.A. Kings. That has a 7 p.m. start on that game. And in baseball today, St. Louis takes on Washington at 11:05, and Seattle takes on the Cubs at 2:05. In NBA action today, it will be Indiana at Atlanta at 6:30, and Chicago's at Miami at 7 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have NASCAR for you this weekend on KJ Country 102.3. It's the GovX 200 today at 3:30 from Phoenix Raceway in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. In the Cup Series tomorrow, it's the Shriners Children's 500. That takes place at 1:30, again, at Phoenix Raceway tomorrow on KJ Country 102.3. That has been a check of sports here on this Saturday.